We would like to welcome you here to the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium, and we'd like to thank you for coming to a real gathering of a clan. There's a couple things that you ought to know just before we start the program this evening. One of those is that this is a benefit concert in support of Fred Wallachy, who was a man who was very helpful to many members of the musicians' community here. And the community at large in Fred Wallachy. And I want you to know that Randy Meisner and his band, and Emmy Lou Harris, and Linda Ronstadt, Don Henley, and Jackson Brown, and Bonnie Raitt, and Bert Peterson, and Chris Hallman, and Warren Zevon, and Colin Hay, that all these people are donating their services this evening in support of Fred. Last night, we explained to people that because when they remodeled the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium at the cost of $8 billion, they didn't put in enough restrooms for the women. So what are, that's not my fault. They did it without asking me. So what we like to do here is we like them to have all the restrooms that are in the inside for men and women. Those will be women only now. And the men, you have to go outside to the smoking area. But when you get out there, there's a clicker to getting out there. These are the most fancy super portisans that there are. But you have to go inside and click the red lever, or the lights won't come on and it won't flush. We try. Listen, thank you for coming. This is going to be a wonderful show. We appreciate your patience. Next time, I wish you'd get here a little earlier and get on time. We're a little late because of all the latecomers. That's the end of my story. Here is a great story. Please welcome Randy Meisner.
Oh, last, I'd like to thank Rick and Glenn John, and we all love you for that.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank my band, the World Classic Rockers, Michael Monarch, Mr. Stephanoff, Randy Lee, Steve Stewart, John Mitchell, Trick Nippy.
Thank you.
next week at Network. You're going to build your style. You got to see you later.
Howdy, folks. Next up from the Great Man Men at Work, Colin Hay.
All right. Be comfortable sitting there. On your bums. I'm very pleased to be here for two reasons. To help our friend Fred, the first time I went into his music store, I asked him a question about a guitar, and he said, "Well, you know, Colin, first of all, you've got to get over the, you got to understand the gee whiz factor," and. And then he talked to me for about half an hour, and I bought the guitar, but to this day I'm still unaware of what the gee whiz factor is. And the second reason I'm happy to be here is that it's been a long time since I've been the youngest guy on the bill.
Thank you.
take my mother's advice. She always used to say, when in doubt, son, play them a hit.
Jackson Brown. Jordan Zima. This is a very generational gathering tonight.
Here's one special for Fred.
Yeah.
could you dance? But God forbid you learn to be
would like to introduce somebody who's going to sing a song for us. He's somebody you all know. We all know him. He's an actor. He's somebody who's made some of the most moving, influential films of our time. We all feel like we grew up with him, but Fred actually did. He went to high school with Fred. Would you please welcome Jeff Bridges? Yeah.
Junior high. Have you ever seen him with that, Fred? So it's wonderful to gather here with Fred and all these wonderful people on stage. Chris Polonis, my good friend, is joining us up here tonight.
Yeah.
And also, the Zevon boys, Warren and Jordan Zevon, are going to sing with me tonight. I feel good. Yes, thank you, man. And the tune we're going to do is by another warrior, another guy who goes way, way, way back with Fred, a fellow named John Goodwin. And the tune we're going to do is a tune that Johnny wrote called She Lay Her Whip Down.
She started to fly.
Stephanie.
Would you join me in welcoming Bonnie Raitt?
Thank you.
Eagle Scout. Because, yeah, Fred's an Eagle Scout. Which really means that he just knows a lot about survival. And, he took me camping one time. He took me and my son camping. That's a long time ago. You don't want to go camping with an Eagle Scout. Because they know you. And they're kind of honor bound to tell you about it. Well, I'm sitting down.
Seven and nine, seven.
can never seem to get away from me. Maybe if you could see me out across this wilderness, there's just one thing I was hoping you might guess. Baby, if you free me all in the power of your sweet tenderness. I can see it.
Thank you.
Scotty Rennick.
Floor. I will keep him here if I
there's a way to go. I soon believe it's just as well. This is my opening farewell.
I'm not afraid of the dark. baby, don't love you. I think you are famous longer than anybody in this building. Crosby was first. He's always first. Think about how many more drugs we would have done if he hadn't gotten there first. Well, you'll notice that all of us are holding up. Stories we can tell. Here's a tune from my second album, Give It Up or Let Me Go.
Thank you.
make mention of the fact that the people that are here on this stage and the people that are the technicians and all, we thank you for your support in doing this for our good friend Fred Wallach here. The next people I'm going to introduce are, I would personally like to thank them for putting me in touch with Bernie Litton and Glenn Johns. I got a call from David Crosby and he said, Tom, I want you to talk to these people about what they're doing. You know Fred Wallach. I said, yes. Then about 20 minutes later, I got a call from Graham Nash and he said, Tom, I want you to talk to these people. So I said, okay, I'll talk to these people. Why don't you talk to these ones? David Crosby and Graham Nash.
Such a big deal, but in our business it's a big deal because that means that Crosby has never had to remember the words to any song.
Not if I can see
him. He can see my lips, he's okay.
It's actually why he grew the mustache to confuse
him. He's in his room even now. Okay.
That happens in a restaurant now. Everybody within 20 yards was...
will finally get some rest. Keep holding on to the love that came your way. And someday soon, shadows will fall away.
Different songs tonight than last night.
Just in case there's any of you. Yeah. Did I just hear you ask for
an avocado? Yes, you did. Don't ask.
Can't wait. Don't ask, don't tell. I'm not even going to try to explain this song. This is a song that I wrote. Thank you.
McDonald's booth, how they lie in the House and in the Senate too, only get close to the truth when it suits them too.
James Raymond. And on the electric guitar, the one and only Jeff Peavock.
This is song that we have not sung since the Civil War. And you blaming me? No, lost the Tea Party, yes. So old.
Looked at me and ordered a margarita with no salt.
Jackson's right. Fred's helped a lot of people when they really needed it. Really needed it. Woo! Never looked for anything for it. Just did it because it was what good people do, and that was what he just naturally did. So this feels good. The only problem is that Fred won't shut up. You know, we used to try to get him to shut up, and we thought that this would finally do it.
However,
now the game is trying to steal his batteries. So far, we're losing. Just like we have for the last 25, 30 years. Completely. Just wanted you to know that. Yeah.
precious time. I was there when the Beatles weren't even the Beatles. My band, the Hollies, were there, and I saw all the stuff. I saw Carnaby Street in all its splendor and Summer of Love English style, which is that something's on top of something, but I'm not sure what that means. I saw the Rolling Stones before they even made a record. And all of us are this chain, this wheel of connections. And none of those bands, not the Beatles, not the Hollies, not the Rolling Stones, none of them would have been as great as they were had they not been influenced by the loudest band in England, Spinal Tap!
Yeah. thanks for coming out and supporting this great cause. This one goes back a ways. This was our first ripple in the charts in the United States. And it's a ripple that failed to spread. It was so strong.
Thank you. Everybody having any fun?
We're planning the show. We knew nothing could follow Spinal Tap except Bluegrass. Here's Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson.
Do everything.
Time to leave.